السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. In today's hadith lesson, we speak about the virtues of martyrdom and the lives of some of the mujahideen, those who made the supreme sacrifice, who gave their lives in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla warns us and tells us in the noble Quran that these people, you would not understand about the honor, the dignity which Almighty Allah is showering upon them. وَلَا تَقُولُوا And do not say, O Ummat Muslimah, لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ That those who have died in a path of Almighty Allah, that they are dead. Do not say that. بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ But they are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ But you perceive not, and you do not understand the life Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ Yet in another verse, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla says, they are alive and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving them the rizq and sustenance. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ They are enjoying what Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them, all this out of His grace and mercy. Therefore, the rogue state of Israel and the Zionist regime, today murdering our children, the whole world has seen that what the Zionists and the Jews are made up of, and this is what they do. Killing Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, the Quran mentions, and today killing children, killing innocent women and men, and all this in the name of peace. So we should never ever be people who sit silent and just keep quiet. We need to speak about this. Whether we win or we lose, at all times we are victorious. May Almighty Allah bless our martyrs. May Almighty Allah bless the people of Lebanon, of Palestine, of Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia and Chechnya, and Sudan and all parts of the world. Today we see the aggression and the transgression of the West. And these are the people in the United Nations. Even Coburn, Patrick Coburn, said that Bolton, the American ambassador, is a savage and an animal, actually. To say his words, he used the word savage. Can we imagine Patrick Coburn, one of the respected columnists and people who write in the media? This is what their words they are using. So we need to understand that what people are saying today, these are not Muslims we are speaking about. If you just read last week Friday's Mail and Guardian and reread what the Jewish person wrote, obviously we don't blame every Jew. We say that these are the Zionist regime and the political commentators there and people who make decisions. So about them we are speaking and those who support them. So those are the people. Almighty Allah always gave us strength when we look into our history, when we look into the noble Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam and our great people, the Mujahideen. Therefore, today's hadith lesson, we speak of our Mujahideen. They are the people who will give us lessons and inspiration and motivation. The Jews are those people generally. Obviously, there are exceptions. وَلَيْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا مِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ That they will never ever want to die because they know what actions they have sent forth. Quran says in another place, يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ They have the ardent and strong desire to live for 1,000 years. And Muslim, we say that we are prepared. Martyrdom is the greatest honor for a Muslim and our Mujahideen. Therefore, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has spoken so highly about these people who made the supreme sacrifice. When a person studies Madinatul Rasul, then you will know that now we call them the Ansar, the assistants and the helpers of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the main tribes and the qabilas, qabila is the Arabic word. So the two major tribes there and clans, the Aus and the Khazraj, one day they were discussing, and this party said, we have this merit. The other party said, we have this virtue. So the Aus said, Minna ghasilul malaika. We have among in our midst, the people of Aus said, that mujahid and that person who even the angels came down and gave him ghusl, and that was Hanzala radiallahu an, Hanzala bin Amir al-Rahib. Who is he? That his father was Abu Amir. And when Nabi alayhi salatu salam came out, meaning that he was a person, was a monk, yet Hanzala radiallahu anhu embraced Islam. And what happened was, he got married. He got married to Jamila, the daughter of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the munafiqeen and hypocrites. And on his wedding night, the announcement was made for battlefield and to go in the battle. He went in there. And what happened? The malaika came down to give him ghusl after his martyrdom. Therefore, in the hadith, it is said, Innal malaika, that the malaika came and they gave ghusl to him. So what happens? That the Aus said, we have such people, such mujahideen among us, that are like Hanzala radiallahu anh, that the malaika came and gave him ghusl. Then we have the story they went on, وَمِنَّ الَّذِي حَمَّتْهُ الدَّبَرُ, that the bees came and they protected who? Asim bin Thabit. I will give you his entire incident just now. So how Almighty Allah protects our martyrs, that sometimes you will find fragrance coming out from them. Sometimes you will find the animals protecting them. Sometimes you will find the birds protecting them. This is how Almighty Allah gives them honor even after death. And that the enemies can never ever enjoy, because they are dispatched to hell. And you will see that. And therefore today they want to extinguish Islam. But Islam loves and always comes back stronger. Hamni a person, hamni a government. And they try to do this. Today in the name of Hezbollah, today in the name of Hamas, they want to decimate them, annihilate them, and they want the Muslims to fear them. But the Muslims come back stronger, and we say our faith and our conviction increases, because we know that you are a coward people, and we know you got no respect for international law. You are the people, the Zionist entity and apartheid state of Israel, who have violated the most resolutions of United Nations. And how dare you speak today that Hezbollah should fulfill that part of the resolution? What talk is that? Double talk, speaking with a forked tongue. So the Aus said that the Hanzala radiallahu anhu was Ghasilul Malaika, and Asim bin Thabit radiallahu anhu was that person who the bees covered, and the enemies and the people could not get his head, and they wanted to sever his head. وَمِنَّ الَّذِي اِهْتَدَّ لِمَوْتِهِ أَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ, and we also have in our midst that person that the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah shook when he passed away. And that is Sa'ad ibn Mu'az. Sa'ad bin Mu'az, the ra'is and the leader of the Aus, when he passed away. The people started saying, how come his body is so light? Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, the malaika carrying his body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said for Sa'ad bin Mu'az, ihtazza bi mawtihi arshur rahman, that the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah is shaking. Such an honorable sahabi and companion. And there's another person, they said, that ujizat shahadatuhu bi shahadati rajulain. The Aus said that we have one person, and his testimony alone is equivalent to that of two people, Khuzaima bin Thabit. They mentioned four merits of theirs. One, Hanzala, given ghusl and bathed by the angels. Second, Asim bin Thabit, protected by the bees. Third one, Sa'ad bin Mu'az, and he was a person for whom the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah shook. And the fourth one, Khuzaima bin Thabit, although he was alone, but his testimony was counted as double. This was his distinction. Now the Khazraj came, the other tribe, and they said that you have to read Quran and learn the Quran from us. And these were the people whom Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said are the best readers of Quran. And Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, Abu Zayd radiallahu an, Ubay bin Ka'b, and Mu'az bin Jabal. So all this were from the Khazraj. The lesson we learn from here is that each one of these tribes had great people, and that is how Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla elevated them. Take the incident of Khabbab, Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu ta'ala an. His name, I'm just taking at random some mujahideen, those whose incidents we do not know. Khabbab bin Arad radiallahu ta'ala an. His kunya and agnomen, Abu Abdullah, and a person who embraced Islam in the initial stages. Some people even said he was the sixth person to embrace Islam. And what happened? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, who met Khabbab one day and told him, that, O Khabbab, that show your back to me. Umar radiallahu anhu saw his back. And you know what Umar said? Ma ra'aytuka al-yawm. Till today I have not seen a person's back like yours. So persecuted, so much torture, so much trial and tribulation. Khabbab, you said, O qaduli nara. They used to ignite fire and light up their fire for me. Fama atfa'aha. And they would not extinguish it except when my flesh and everything would fall. Then the fire used to come and get extinguished. Meaning, they used to torture and persecute him. Imagine this. Therefore, when he passed away in Kufa, and this was in the 37th year of the Hijrah, and he was a person who was 73 years old, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu passed his grave. And what did Sayyidina Ali say? There in Kufa, in Iraq, Rahimallahu Khabbaba. Only Allah can have mercy on Khabbab. Faqad aslama raghiba. He made Islam with all the, he embraced Islam with all the enthusiasm and zeal. Wa hajara ta'i'a. And he made Hijrah willingly. He left Makkah and went to Medina willingly. From there he came to Iraq. Wa asha mujahida. And he lived his life a mujahid. These are the people. These are the mujahideen. How they inspire us. How they bring out that quality of jihad in the Ummah today. You see the men in Iraq, you see the people in Afghanistan, you see them children, the zeal they have for jihad in the land of Palestine, taking on the Israeli rogue state and regime there with stones in their hands, and you see with iman in their heart. And this is what they fear, that our children, that bring about so much fear in them. Then we go on to the famous story of Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an. Who is Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu an? Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an is that person. Awwal mawludin, the first child to be born there in Medina Munawwara to the Muhajireen, and the first person, that a child to be born there. And they brought him to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. This is Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu an. Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam made for him the tahniq, and his mother's name Asma, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. The Muslims were very, very happy because this was the first child to be born there in Medina Munawwara, and the Jews used to mock them that you came to Medina Munawwara and your women cannot give birth, and therefore they were more excited than ever. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the date and inserted in the mouth of Abdullah bin Zubair. The first thing that went into his body was the Mubarak Riq and the Mubarak saliva of the Master Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and the date. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept his name Abdullah, and his kunya was Abu Bakr. That is his grandfather's name, grandfather's kunya and agnomen, because Asma was Abu Bakr radiallahu anh's daughter. Now he is the person. He conquered so many areas. Parts of Africa were conquered with him. And he went to so many places. Now let us listen how he passed away. He is in Makkah Mukarramah. And Hajjaj bin Yusuf has laid siege around Makkah Mukarramah. This is the time of Abdul Malik bin Marwan. And he is there inside the Haram Sharif. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an is a person who has already passed 70 years old, and this is in the year 73. So what happens now? Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an goes to his mother, and his mother tells him that, his mother, you are a person, O Abdullah, that you are Qawwam al-Layl, Sawwam al-Nahar, that, O mother, That mother is telling the son, you stand up at night and make tahajjud. You're a person who fasts during the daytime. And wusul al-rahim, you're a person who joined the family ties. All this is to do. And he was the first person, he Abdullah bin Zubair, who took the dirham, the coins and the gold coins. On one side, he engraved the Muhammadur Rasulullah. On the other side, he engraved Amar Allahu bil Wafa'i wal Adl. Because when he was the Amir and the leader of this Ummah, so he instructed the people who manufactured the coins, that one side must be engraved Muhammadur Rasulullah. On the other side, Amar Allahu bil Wafa'i wal Adl. That the other side there. So it was written and engraved, Allah commands you to fulfill your pledges and contracts and al-adl and justice. Now let us see. This son of Islam in the 73rd year of the Hijrah, what happens to him? Hajjaj bin Yusuf is there on Jabal Abi Qubais, where the palace is nowadays, on that mountain in that side there, and they're throwing in their manjaniq, the rockets of that time, to make you understand. And this side, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, is by the Baytullah. He tells his mother, oh mother, I know these people will murder me and kill me. I know that, but one thing I fear, that they will crucify me as well. A mother, Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, telling her son, Abdullah bin Zubair, Inna shata la tata'allam ba'dal insilakh. Oh, my beloved son Abdullah, a mother bidding farewell, remember when you have a sheep, and after the sheep is killed and sacrificed and slaughtered, and then when the wool and the skin and the hide is removed, it does not feel any pain. Let them do what they want to with you, O Abdullah. Allah has recorded you among the shuhada and martyrs. Today when we go to Mu'alla, when we go to the graveyard in Makkah Mukarramah, we go to our mother Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, and we go to Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu warda, the only person whose parents were sahaba, his grandparents were sahaba, and he himself was a companion. Abdullah bin Zubayr, companion. His parents, Zubayr bin Awam, that from Ashar Mubashara, mother Asma radiallahu anhu, and the grandparents, you know, Bakr and the wife, both of them sahabis. It shows this is the honor Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed them with. Asim bin Thabit radiallahu an. Who is Asim bin Thabit? Asim means to be protected, and how Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla protected him. He went out with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he went to the battle of Badr, he went to the battle of Uhud. All this he did, and he was from those people that killed some of the mushrikeen. And one lady there from the mushrikeen, her name was Sulafa, she said, I take an oath that this Asim, we are going to kill him, and then we will chop his head off and pour alcohol onto his head, and from there we will drink. And what happens? In the fourth year of the Hijrah, now the story goes, Nabi alayhi salatu salam sent teachers, and the people were gone there, there's Asim and them radiallahu an, and then the khiyana, the treachery took place. And what happened? They killed the sahabas, although they told them they wanted them to teach them. And what happened? That he made dua, and he said, Allahumma, O my Allah, inni hamaytu deenak bi awwal al-nahar. O Almighty Allah, these people are going to kill me. They have surrounded me. O Allah, I protected your deen in the starting of the day, meaning the initial stages. Fahmi lahmi akhirahu. O Allah, you protect my body and my flesh in the ending time, meaning my ending time. I gave my youth for you. I gave my life for you. Today you protect me, O Allah. This is the dua of Asim bin Thabit. Allahumma inni hamaytu deenak. O Allah, I have protected your deen. Awwal al-nahar. Fahmi lahmi akhirahu. And what happened? They were killed. And now Sulafa comes with her cronies, and they want to chop off his head. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla sends a group of the bees, and a torrential flood and rain comes down that night, and now the body also disappears. They cannot harm him. This is how Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla protected him, and that is this Asim radiallahu an. And what did he say? illam uqatiluhum fa ummi habil. If I don't kill them, then my mother will be destroyed also. Reading poetry so that to inspire himself. Al mawtu haqqun wal hayatu batilu. That death is the truth and life is just a short while. Tomorrow we all will have to leave this world. Can we imagine our mujahideen? These were the Sahaba. These were our pious predecessors, the noble examples of this Ummah and Sulafa and the people all had to go back. How Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla protected him. This is mentioned in the Musnad of Abu Ya'ala and Abu Hadith Kitab. Let's go to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala an. That Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu from Ashar al-Mubashara. His name is Sa'd bin Malik and is known as Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu. He was the third person to embrace Islam according to some people, and some say the seventh person to embrace Islam. So it shows he was in the right initial stages. He was the first person, awwalu man rama bi sahmin fi sabilillah, first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah, awwalu man araqa daman fi sabilillah, the first person to let blood spread, to let shed blood in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala. In the battle, this is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, battle of Uhud, right outside Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sa'd, Irmi Sa'd, Irmi Sa'd, O Sa'd, keep on shooting, keep on shooting. Fadaka abi wa ummi, my father, my mother, Habibullah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, be sacrificed on you. No one has this distinction except Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu an. And another person who has a distinction according to some ulama was the Sahabi say that it was Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an, that Nabi alayhi salatu salam told him also, Fadaka abi wa ummi. So it shows only these two companions have this. When Nabi alayhi salatu salam used to meet him, this is Sa'd ibn Waqas radiallahu an, he made special dua for him. Allahumma saddid sahmahu. O Allah, let his arrow strike the target. O Allah, Allahumma saddid sahmahu. Wa ajib da'watahu. Make his du'as to be accepted, O Almighty Allah. And this is what happened. Mustajabu da'wat. A person whose du'as were accepted. Who used to hit the target. Therefore, we need to make du'a. O Almighty Allah, whether it be Hamas, whether it be Hezbollah, whether it be our Mujahideen in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Chechnya, in Somalia. O Allah, let them hit the targets, O Allah. Ya Allah, make the enemies, destroy them and annihilate them, O Almighty Allah. In that way, we will know that we have the power of Almighty Allah with us. Allahumma arina ajaiba qudratik. O Almighty Allah, you show us your power, because fa innahum la yu'jizunak. They can never ever destroy you. They can never ever frustrate you, and they will not escape you. Then Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala and in the year 55 passes away outside Medina to Rasul, and then is brought into Medina and the Salatul Janazah is read. Imagine after Janazah Salat was read by Marwan bin Hakam, then the Azwaj Mutahharat, the consorts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their own rooms, they read Salatul Janazah for him, and then this great son of Islam was buried in Baqi. So this is who Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Dujana radiallahu an. What did Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala do? Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality in the battle there also in Uhud, that he stood with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the news had spread that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been martyred. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu said, I cannot leave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there. And he stood with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a human shield. And what did he tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He turned his body around and took all the arrows coming from different directions on his back. I cannot let my back face the Mubarak and blessed body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for the master, respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right in the thick of battle. And what words did he use? He used the words, nafsi duna nafsik. My life can go, Ya Rasulallah, not your life. Wa aini duna aynik. My eyes can be injured, but not your eyes. Wassalam alaik. And salam be to you, Ya Rasulallah. This was Sahaba. This was Mujahideen. Where are we? O mothers and sisters, you need to become Asma radiallahu anha, whom motivated her son, like Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhumah. union to become like Khansa radiallahu anha, kanat adibatan sha'iratan. That Khansa radiallahu anha, in the battle of Qadisiyah, she was the greatest linguist in among the Arab women. She was the greatest poetess. And one son, two sons, three, four sons, all of them martyred. And then what did she say? She did not let that tear come out, but she gave a khutbah and delivered a sermon. Alhamdulillah, alladhi sharrafani biha'ula. O Almighty Allah, I am not a martyr, but they, these children of mine, they have honored me. I have become the Ummu Shuhada, the mother of the martyrs. So this is the rank. O Ummat Muslimah, when you see the real terrorism that is going on by the apartheid state, the Zionist state, and the terrorist state there with the help of Big Brother, so this you must know who your enemies are. Know that we as a Muslim nation need to wake up, help our brothers and sisters in all parts of the world, whether we can help them monetary-wise, whether we can help them with our du'as, whether we can help them in any other way, because the war now knows no bounds, because the enemies have struck, and now they want to decimate the whole of Middle East. You can see that they want to rope in Iran, they want to rope in Syria, they want to rope in so many countries. This is what the enemy wants to do. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. They are plotting and planning. Wallahu khairul makirin. They came there on a lie in Iraq, humiliated and disgraced. May Almighty Allah send their marines to hell straightforward. And likewise, yeah, the Jewish and the IDF, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, may He send them also to hell, inshaAllah. It is our firm belief that they are on batil and on falsehood, and they have the apartheid policy. May Almighty Allah bless our mujahideen. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla give us victory against the enemy, and protect Masjid al-Aqsa and liberate the whole land of Palestine. Protect Lebanon and Gaza, and protect Iraq and Afghanistan. And mashaAllah, we have some good news as well. Our mujahideen in Afghanistan are fighting till the end, and mashallah, this is what the enemy cannot do. One country, they come with coalition. Can you imagine? This is the spirit of Iman. May Almighty Allah, a person who does not have the jazbah and zeal for Iman, for jihad, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said he has died a munafiq and a hypocrite. Think about it seriously. So may Almighty Allah bless our mujahideen and give them victory. May Almighty Allah give our martyrs in all parts of the world the highest stages in Jannah, inshallah. Make it easy for the families and the ummah at large, inshallah. Next up, Sheikh Waleed with the lives of Sahaba, and thereafter the Arabic lesson, Maulana Siddat, and 4 to 7 out of Africa, our brother Zaid Asbar. Around 10 past 5, quarter past 5, Maulana Ihsan Fortune will render the nasiha and advice and make dua today from Cape Town, inshallah. And 8 to 10, we have the Q&A. You can phone in, fax in, email, and our fax number 011-213-2727, and email mufti@ciinetwork.net. Insha'Allah, we make dua. Almighty Allah accepts all of us for His deen. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil.